Blog Talk Radio.
Christ, this is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, and we're glad to be able to come back in once again into your country, your home, your town, wherever that you're at. So we just praise God for you. So anybody out there wants to get in on this and be a part of this service, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line, put you live to the whole world there. And we're speaking tonight on faith, and we're glad each and every one to listener out there be tuned in and listen to us. And we got a call in here, 770. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Brother Lloyd, this is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia, and pastor of Zion Tabernacle, 114 East Main. We have services Sunday morning at 10 and 11, and regular service Sunday night at 6 and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad to have you in there tonight with us, Brother John. We're speaking on faith tonight, so Lord, give you anything on it there?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole book of faith tonight, and coming out of the book of Mark, chapter 5, beginning with verse 25, the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me about a touch of faith tonight. And it's talking about a certain woman there in verse 25, which had an issue of blood. She, for 12 years, she was in the Old Testament, Leviticus, it was considered, amen, there's life in the blood. In Leviticus 7:14, it says that there's life in the blood, and her life was going from her. Literally, she was losing her life at the issue of blood. This was a flow. This was a bloody flow. The Bible says there, verse 26, that she had suffered many things and many physicians, and had spent all that she had. She had come to a place that she had nothing left. Amen. She had been to many physicians, many doctors. But you need to know tonight that there's a limitation. Amen. That whether those physicians were not good, bad physicians, it was that there was a limitation, amen, in what they could do for her. You need to know tonight that no matter what you go through in your life, hallelujah, we need to know tonight that there's only one that can give us life. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. She spent all that she had and with nothing better, but rather grew worse. We have to know tonight that Jesus is on a way, amen, to raise up the daughter of Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue. And as he was going, the Bible says, there in verse 27, says, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. When she had heard of Jesus, you know, the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. And are we still on, brother?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know I had a call come in there. So, but anyhow, I'm sorry, but the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God in Romans chapter 10. So she had heard of Jesus, for her to have a hearing, she had to have the word of God. Church, tonight, amen, for you to have a hearing, you first have to have the word of God in your life. Without word of God will bring a hearing. You have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying by the word of God. That will bring faith. Faith is a persuasion. Faith is a trust. Faith is a full believing, nothing left out. And so the Bible says she came in the press behind and touched his garment. You have to understand what the word press means. It was the crowd that was around him. They were not only thronging him. The press means that they were compressing him. They were just around him so much. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. You know, the Bible says in Mark chapter 11, verse 22 and 26, there in verse 26 it says that if you have faith, or 22 it says, have faith in God, and you can say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done, and shall not doubt, but believe in thy heart that you shall have whatsoever you said. She said to herself, there's death or life in the power of the tongue. And she began to declare that she would have what she said. And when she said that she would test, that she would be made whole. In other words, she would be complete. Hallelujah. She would be healed and saved. And the Bible says in verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. There's life in the blood. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She already felt the difference by one touch. Amen, by one touch. And that word touch means not only just the touch, but to actually attach herself to. Amen. And what she did was she touched, two of the writers said that she touched the hem of his garment. In other words, she touched the river or the fringe. Amen, hallelujah. The men of the high priest in that time, amen, wore fringe or tassels in the temple, amen, to show the high priest. The Bible says in Hebrews 14:4-15 that we have a high priest who's been touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And the Bible says, straightway, immediately. You need to know tonight, it takes one touch of faith to be straightway to be made whole tonight. If you need salvation or you need deliverance, if you need healing tonight, one touch tonight, one touch of faith tonight will immediately straightway, amen, relieve you of your plague. The word plague there means to be actually to be whipped, amen, to be chastised, just like the Romans whipped the Lord Jesus Christ. The word plague there, in other words, she had been whipped. Her life was going from her. She had that plague of constantly just by the spiritual realm. Someone just standing there and beating her. But you need to know tonight that by his stripes, he will heal. 1 Peter 2:24. And verse 30 says, and Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue hath gone out of him, turned him about in the press, turned him about in what was compressed, and said, who touched my clothes? Hallelujah. And you need to know tonight, and his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? The disciples said, what do you mean, who touched you? You see the throng. The word throng there means actually they were rioting. They were making a lot of noise. In fact, they were literally just tearing Jesus by how much they had compressed together, how they come together. You've seen someone get carried away in the crowd. So this crowd was walking down the street carrying Jesus, just literally making a lot of noise. But tonight, church, you need to know something. Tonight, you don't need to be a face in the crowd. You need to have your faith in the crowd. In other words, the people that want to, amen, hallelujah, to be a face in the crowd just want to be seen with Jesus. They're far off followers. The night that Jesus suffered and would be taken into captivity, Peter followed him afar off. But the Lord Jesus Christ would say to you tonight, do not follow me afar off. Do not deny me. You need to know tonight, amen, that hallelujah, that one woman out of all those who was weak, who had lost a blood, amen, for 12 years, she was at the point of death. She had no money. She hadn't anything, but the only thing she had was one touch of faith, and one touch of faith that relieved her. The Bible said that a virtue, that word virtue is dunamis, the same word that it said After you shall receive power, after that which comes upon you, and the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Judea and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. That's Acts chapter 1, verse 8. That original Greek word is the same word, the virtue and power. So a power, a miraculous power left Jesus when she touched him and went into her. And the Bible said, that who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. He saw this woman of faith. He saw the one that had touched her. Tonight you need to know, you need to have your faith, hallelujah, touching Jesus Christ. If you have your faith touching Jesus Christ, the face in the crowd just wants to walk with him, just wants to be seen with him, just wants to have the social thing. There's a lot of people that want their pictures taken and be seen with Jesus. But those of you that have faith, true faith, want to live with him. That's the difference. Do you want to live with him, or do you just want to be seen with him for a moment in the crowd? It's a lot of people making a lot of noise. And the Bible says in verse 32, and he looked round about to see her what had done this thing. That had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, she knew she'd been healed. She knew she was whole. Came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Right now I'm ending, but I just need to know tonight, I would charge you, are you going to be a face in the crowd or a face in the crowd? Are you going to have one touch of faith that will completely, and you need to know it's not a one-time thing. Tomorrow, amen, tonight, if you'll just touch Jesus, tomorrow you got to touch him again. Every time you get into the Word of God, you're touching the hem of the garment of the Master. Every time you begin to pray, and every time you do the Word of God, you're touching. How many of you tonight are going to have touched the Lord Jesus Christ? Touch his garments. Touch that which he's put on. Touch him tonight, and your life will be made whole. Those of you are charging tonight, those of you that are sick and afflicted, those of you that need salvation, maybe you don't know this Jesus, that you would call into the host, and we'll pray for you. Whatever you have need of, we serve a God that we can touch tonight. The Bible says that he's in the midst of where two or three are gathered in his name. There am I in the midst, as two as touching one thing. Tonight we'll touch that one thing, and that one thing is Jesus Christ. Just one touch of faith will make you whole tonight. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, I tell you what, brother, as you were speaking there about that woman that had the issue of blood, you know, praise God, whenever she realized that she'd done spending everything that she had, all she had to do was to rise up and go and touch the hem of his garment, and she'd be made whole. You know, that's what a lot of us need to do today, is go and touch the hem of his garment. 423, go in there and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, it's Brother Petty, Sweetwater, Tennessee. listen to that good testimony. Amen. If we'd believe, we could see more. We've got a sleeping giant in the churches, and if we just wake him up, we could see miracles happening today like it did then. God hadn't lost a bit of power. He's still healed. We're seeing miracles in our church now, and I praise God for it. People's beginning to wake up. We've been praying for an increase, and we've been getting an increase, and thank God for that. And we're going to see more happening on the count of, I believe we're in the last days, and he said he'd pour his spirit out upon his people in the last days, and it's happening. He's not changed. The people's changed. The world's changed. But God's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the Sweetwater Church of God is believing that. And we're going to see some things happening. We're going to see more people saved, healed, touched, and uplifted before Jesus comes, because we're living right in the Saturday evening times, and we're doing something, and praise God for it. Amen. We need to be doing something. We need to believe. The more we believe, the more God will work. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad, Brother Bobby, you called in there tonight. You know, I've got a verse right here, Hebrews 11 and 1. I know everybody knows what it is. It's a real known scripture. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, praise God, whenever we pray and we desiring something in our spirit and we don't doubt whatever that we ask God for, he's going to give it to us according
That's
to the
right,
God.
Amen.
And, you know, we just need to pray and say, Lord, by your stripes, I'm going to take this by faith and I'm going to stand on it and I'm going to work on it. I'm going to live on it. And, you know, everything that we get is done through faith.
That's
we
right.
Don't thing, except if we don't have no faith, we do without. And, you know, so many times that we do without because we let the devil rise up and tell us that it's impossible for us to get something. But God said that all things are possible through him. And
Amen.
We got to accept him through faith. You know, we got saved. We had to accept it through faith. If we didn't accept it by faith, we wouldn't never had no change. We'd still been the same old person that we were. But
right.
Thank God, by faith, I'm not the same that I used to be. By faith, I'm not the old drunk and the old drug addict that I used to be because I accepted him, and he changed my life. He delivered
Amen.
Me from all of that stuff, and everything is done through faith. And, you know, praise God, here in Genesis 6 and 14, it says, make thee an ark, gopher wood, a room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And you know, God told Noah just how to build that ark, and praise God, he done it by faith. You know, Noah moved when God spoke to him. And you know, God speaking to us today and telling us by faith you receive these things. By faith, praise God, you can get your mountain moved that's in your life.
Right.
You have
Amen.
A mountain in your life that you are battling with, but thank God if by faith all we've got to do is speak to it and believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will move that mountain because it's all done, my friend, by faith. You know, the
yeah.
devil would like to cause us to keep the mountains in our lives, and the devil will if you'll let him, but praise God, by faith, we can move that mountain because all we've got to do is just talk to the Lord and believe God, and he will move that mountain. He said in his word, if we say unto this mountain, to be thou removed, that it shall be removed. He said, if we say unto the sycamore tree, to be plucked up and be cast into the sea, that it shall obey us. It's done all by faith. Praise God, we've got to do these things by faith. And if we
Amen.
Want to do something for the Lord, we've got to do it by faith. We look into the 14th to the 15th verse of Genesis, the 6th chapter and the 15th verse. It says, and this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of the length of the ark shall be 300 cubits and the height of it 30 cubits. You know, God told Noah by faith just actually how to build the ark, when to build it, when to put it in and out. And you know, I tell you what, Noah moved by faith. And praise God, that's what we need to do tonight. If we got something that we're needing in our lives, and every one of us have got something that we need, and every one of us have got a certain measure of faith measured unto us, we need to take the faith that God has given us and work on that faith and let it grow and let it prosper for the glory of God. You know, it's going to take the faith to get us into the kingdom of God. And, you know, if that a woman there that Brother John was speaking about there, if she just had doubted, if she just said, well, I've got this blood issue, and if I go to him, I may get it and I may not. But she wouldn't have got it. But she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And praise God, in that self same hour that she touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole. She was a changed woman. I believe the blood stopped right then. I believe that she had life right then. And praise God, Jesus Christ says in Hebrews 12:13, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't ever change. Who changes? It's you and I that will change. Jesus never changed. And by faith, my friend, we can still get the same move of God in our lives that they did back then. I tell you, it's time that God's children are realizing and getting the faith that they need. And every one of us can use more faith. And every one of us need to dig a little deeper and get a little bit more faith, because it's going to take the faith of God to move God. And I tell you, if we'll move by faith, God will move for us. Praise the Lord. I believe that I'm in the 16th verse now. Hey, Linda, shall thou make in the ark and in the cubit shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof with lower, second, and third story. Thou shalt make it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, Noah, he moved on faith, and he done actually exactly what God said. And we can look here in the 17th verse. It says, and thou, and behold, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the thread of life from under heaven, and even everything that is in the earth shall die. You know, God destroyed everything one time by flood, but you know, he gave Noah a sign by faith there. He gave the rainbow in the sky that it wouldn't be destroyed no more by water. But the next time it's going to be destroyed by fire and brimstone. You know, Noah was preaching about the rain, trying to get people to get into the ark to be saved. And, you know, today our message is still preaching that we're going to have to get into the ark, into the arms of Jesus, if we ever make it into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Praise God. We're preaching that this earth is going to be destroyed by fire and brimstone, and everything else is going to be destroyed because God said it. I believe it, and I'm going to agree with it, and I'm going to stand on it. My friend, it's time that people wake up out there in the radio
Amen.
Land or internet land, whatever that you want to call it. It's time that they wake up and realize that there's going to be a rain that's going to fall upon this earth. It's going to burn everything, and it's going to be cubits of fire, huh, that's going to fall out of heaven, huh? And my friend, we can escape that, huh, if we'll just turn our lives over to the Lord, and believe Him and get a hold of Him, and walk on the faith that He's given us. He's given every one of us a measure of faith, and we need to be walking in that faith that God has given us. I just praise God for it. I praise God for what He's done for us. I praise God for everything that He's done for me and my family, and I know that you are too. But my friend, if you're out there and if you don't have the Lord as your personal Savior, I ask you just to kneel wherever that you're at right now and just call upon Him and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. If you'll ask Him to forgive you and accept it by faith, your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you walk by faith. One day after a while, you'll hear Him say, well done. Come on in, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're working for. I tell you, it's time that God's children start looking up and
Amen.
Start coming out. You know, this. I tell you, this old world is getting into bad shape, but God has still got His hand up on us, and we can still survive everything that come our way by faith. It's going to take faith for us to get through. I just praise God for it. I say that we've got about 3 minutes left. I just praise God for another opportunity to come into your homes, into your countries, wherever that you may be, and just give you the word of God that God has given to us to give you. My friend, I want you to, regardless of whatever country that you're in, just realize that Jesus died on the cross, that you could have life and have it more abundant. He died there special for you, for whoever that you are. He died with you on His mind. He died on the cross that you could have this life and have it more abundant. I just praise God for it. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother John, you got anything else you want to say? We got about 2 minutes left.
Well, I just want to say the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, verse 6, it says, therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. Our walk tonight is a walk of faith. We don't walk by what we can see, but we walk by what we believe in to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one, the only Lord, the only Savior tonight. And I just appreciate the opportunity because God spoke to us several years ago and said we'd be speaking into these countries, be preaching into these countries that we are doing now. So I just praise the Lord that His prophetic word is coming true. And I appreciate Him that He is the Father of our faith tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Bobby?
Yes, sir.
You got anything else you'd like to say?
Well, no, I appreciate this too. I'm like that brother would listen to the good news, and the good news is Jesus Christ is Lord. And I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be on the radio to speak to someone that might be down and out, and this might lift them up. So thank God for you and this radio station.
Amen. Brother Bobby, tell them about the church there.
Well, our church is on Monroe Street, coming up from on Highway 11 North in Sweetwater. Come to the red light at the Ace Hardware. Turn left, go up by the City Hall, right on up by the First Baptist Church, going over the hill. We're over there, down the foot of the hill on the right, and we have Sunday school at 11 o'clock, preaching at 12, Sunday school at 10, preaching at 11, and then Sunday night service at 6, Wednesday night service, Bible study at 6:30. So we invite everyone, be welcome to come to the Sweetwater Church of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you, Brother Bobby and Brother John. We're got about 19 seconds left, and so I appreciate you calling in and being here. So We'll talk to you later on. God bless you. We love you.
God bless you.
God bless you.